I did not break rank. I just followed the required constitutional clause that says every individual being elected as a member of parliament, that person needs to take the oath of office. That's what I did. I followed the constitution and I took the oath of office.
Well, your party disagreed with the results of the election. Where do you stand on that?
I do disagree too, especially the district where I came from, Tarine district. The SLPP from all the RRF form we have there, they got about 9,000. But the final results announcement was 90,000 it's called. So the question now one will ask, where did they get the 10,000 from? But in as much as I do disagree with the election results, there is a method in which we must follow. That is the court of law. Failing to go through the court of law, I wonder what options one have to seek.
So without the rest of the members of parliament from the APC, are you performing any activities right now in parliament?
Oh, definitely. Tomorrow we have a sitting. I will be performing my activities as a member of parliament.
The fact that the main opposition is not sitting except for you, people say that's one-sided, that's one-party rule.
Well, I don't know about that, about one-party rule, but I am there to represent my people, and I'm going to do the best as possible to make sure that I take part into debates, I take part into scrutinizing the bills coming to us for the benefit of the people of this country.
I'm looking at it from the viewpoint of the rest of the MPs from the APC. They are not there, so whenever there's a vote, how would you vote?
I will vote based on the issue that we have. Let me tell you this. We are members of parliament. Our role is distinct from the executive. We are the legislator. We are there to make laws that the ruling government bring before us. We are to look the bills to make sure that the bills are in conformity with the aspiration of the people of this country. And as long as that bill comes before me, and I have done all what I have to do in order for the bill to be good, I will vote in favor of the bill. I'm not voting in favor of the government. I'm voting in favor of the bill for the people of this country. And that's all I know. I am not employed by the president as a member of parliament. I am directly employed by the people. That's why I am there. I cannot be fired by the president.
Honorable Bangura, do you have any message for the other members of the APC who are not gone to parliament?
I would simply tell them that we have a job to do. We have been voted by the people of this country. We have to represent them well. Boycotting parliament, it's not the solution to the problems of this country. So I call upon them to go to the well of parliament, fulfill the constitutional mandate, and represent your people. That's all I'm calling on. And I'm appealing to the APC executive, let them take the grievances that we have to the court of law. Not that I believe the court is in favor of us, but for heaven's sake, that is the only opportunity avenue that we have in place for redress.
Honorable Bangura, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
You're welcome.